This is the Texas Standard.
Going to the doctor was getting expensive for Barbara Williams, even with the benefits she received through the state's teacher retirement system.
I am one of the retirees who retired when I was under the age of 65, so I don't qualify for Medicare yet.
That means her health insurance premiums are higher than those of someone on Medicare. So are her deductible and her out-of-pocket expenses, both of which have increased in the past few years. That all put a serious crimp in her plans to enjoy retirement with her husband in their Hopkins County home. So to keep costs low, Williams hatched a plan.
So at the end of December 2017, I told myself, okay, you're going to get this physical. Then you're not going to the doctor for 2 years till you get on Medicare.
Instead, she got this.
Well, as part of that physical, I had a mammogram, and I was diagnosed with breast cancer. Well, so much for my not going to the doctor then for the next 2 years.
Williams came through breast cancer surgery in September. These days, she's recovering well and even doing volunteer work in and around Sulphur Springs. And while her story is not a typical case, her financial struggles are common enough. Retired teachers from rural districts in Texas make as much as 20% less compared to their urban and suburban counterparts. And that means their monthly retirement benefits from the state are smaller. According to the Hopkins Raines Retired Teachers Association, retired teachers living in Hopkins and Raines counties bring in about $1,800 a month on average. But not all retirees living here taught here.
I personally know of many metropolitan retirees who have moved out here, and they're drawing a very high salary because their salary when they were teaching in that metropolitan area was higher.
Williams says most teachers she knows who retired from rural districts pull in closer to $1,000 a month at a time of life when medical expenses start adding up.
You know, when you get to that age, those people are the ones who are, as we age, who are beginning to have health issues in a lot of cases.
Tommy Long is the president of the Hopkins Raines Retired Teachers Association.
Their knees need replacing, or, you know, just cognitive things that they have to be concerned about.
One of the enduring myths about living out in the country is that it's less expensive. Well, housing might cost less than in a city, but the everyday expenses of rural life certainly don't. And then there's the fact that everything in the country is so far away, including medical providers.
Specialists, I mean, you're going to drive, sometimes you're going to drive a couple of hours to find a specialist. You know, where I live up in the Panhandle, we go to Amarillo to see specialists, it's a two-hour drive.
That's Michael Lee, executive director of the Texas Association of Rural Schools. And he says those distances can be especially hard on retirees who might not have anyone around to help them cover them.
But, you know, if someone retires in a rural community that they really don't have any other ties to, they're kind of stuck.
For rural teachers, the dream of living comfortably on just their pensions and savings could still be a ways off. Most teachers haven't seen a cost of living increase in about 15 years. And lawmakers need to head off a looming $238 million shortfall in the teacher retirement system. But state lawmakers are looking at the problem. This year's legislative session features a dozen bills connected to amending the TRS, and some are pretty creative. State Senator Bob Hall sits on the Senate Education Committee.
There's one bill in here that has TRS buying a $100,000 life insurance policy for each member, and upon their demise, they get half of it, and the other half goes into TRS.
The District 2 Republican admits that particular bill is a bit morbid.
But from a practical standpoint, it's like, you know, why not?
Another creative solution from State Senator Jose Mendez, a San Antonio Democrat, would change the Texas Constitution to set minimum state contributions to the Texas employees' retirement system and the teacher retirement system. But in a legislature controlled by conservatives, likely to balk at the idea of using the state constitution to dictate financial contributions, an amendment like that might be as much a pipe dream as comfortably retiring in the country on a rural teacher's salary. And with state lawmakers saying they want to focus their energies on fixing Texas's school finance system while also lowering property taxes, some are concerned retired teachers may be overlooked. For the Texas Standard, I'm Scott Morgan in Commerce.